Check, check, mic check, check, mic check, mic check, check, mic check. Oh, shit. Yes. All right. Oh, my God. All right. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. What's up? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? Shout out to the Meat Pill community out there, all my Meat Pill guys, how y'all doing, man? Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all you guys out there, man. How you guys, I hope you guys take a moment and do exactly the step processes that we tell you. As always, like we always say, this is 100% original. It's 100% comes in house. Nobody talks about the stuff that we are talking about. And I just want to let y'all guys know that first off. And we ask all the guys out there, if you want to learn and begin the process of learning game, we ask you guys out there to go ahead and get in your car, go to Amazon, Hobby Lobby, go wherever you got to do, get a 100-piece puzzle set. Take that thing, 100 pieces. That's all you need. Drive home. Dump the puzzles on the place you're going to put it at and begin the process of doing the one thing that nobody except for us tells you on YouTube, and that is go ahead and begin the process of connecting to yourself. Also, gentlemen, all my dogs out there, I do want to let you guys know if I can find it. Don't forget, guys, we already have the Halloween game out. For all you guys out there, we got the trick-or-treating game out for guys that want to trick-or-treat. We got the Halloween game out there for guys for the costumes. And then we got Sexoween on the website. Nobody has released or doing what we do. We do everything we can to get you in front of women. Tyler, I know you got something for me, but Tyler, you can hear me though, right?
Yeah, can you hear me, Coach?
Yeah, I got you, Tyler. Thank you, brother.
I can hear you. You're good.
All right, thank you. We'll throw you back again. All right. Tyler, make sure you remind me, Tyler, of the thing, and I'll pop that up. Gentlemen, if y'all have a question, make sure y'all put a Q, okay? Make sure y'all put a Q. We got you. Any question y'all got, just put a Q in there, and we'll answer all your questions and everything like that. But we are talking about doing something. All right, so let's get into it. Y'all calling. We got it here for a few hours, so let's get into it. There is a gentlemen, as I always teach all you guys out there, we teach you stuff that nobody else teaches you on YouTube. Nobody. We show you everything and how to set up your crib. We show you how to text women. We show you how to get out there and show women why you. And I want to talk about this because we want to talk about doing this one thing, and I got you. But before we talk about the one thing, we've got to break down why the one thing I'm about to talk about, we're going to build up to that one thing. Now, gentlemen, as y'all know, we teach you about your bid, all right? We teach you how to do the process of talking to women, all right, gentlemen? We also out there, guys, what we do out here, guys, is we also, gentlemen, we make sure that you position yourself by, we always show you, we're the only ones that show you this, by the colored lights in your shower, the easel in your living room. We show you about the pictures on your wall. We show you about the wine above your bed. We make sure that we even show you, no one else is showing you this, the diamond ice cubes. Everything we show you, from even the nude artwork of what you should have in your house, We show you every little step to build up what I'm about to talk to you guys about. We show you how to create it. We show you guys out there, all you guys, we show you how to sound check the three places that you will take a woman. We're the only ones that do this. And I'm showing you guys, because all this is going to come full circle. But we show you guys to either get 99 cent loaf of bread and leg spread your ass cheeks. We show you guys to take her out for coffee, tea, or ice cream on the corner of your face with a pillow, your ass up in the air. And we're the only ones that show you, because winter's coming up, cocoa or wine on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. We are the only ones that show you all these things. We are also the ones that show you how to communicate to women through land, which is text message that everybody's doing. But we teach you through sea, which is voice message, air, which is video, and space, which is live. Nobody teaches this stuff. Guys, I'm showing you all the connections we have to get to the point I'm about to make. We also show you guys, for those that are actually students of the game, we also show you guys ways to kiss, ways to touch, ways to use your paintings to utilize sexuality and to be able to talk sex where the woman brings it up. We are the only ones that show you how to touch a woman. We are the only ones to show you that. We are the only ones to show you how to use your scribe, your warrior, your amusement park, your marketing team, your drug lab, your senate, your fucking culinary school, your mental gym, your boardroom, your guide, your film room, and your studio detective, and I can go on and on. We are the only ones that show you. No one else does what we do. And because no one does what we do is why we're going to talk about the one thing that we will always do that will not only make them come back, but it will drive them fucking crazy. It will drive them crazy, all right? And that is, gentlemen, silence. Gentlemen, when a woman breaks up with you, leaves you, threatens to go, and all this other stuff, the worst thing an average surface dweller can do is beg her to come back, make modifications for her to stay, go to stupid-ass marriage counseling and all these silly-ass things that you do to sabotage yourself. And not get the woman to want to be with you. You do all these things, gentlemen. The most dangerous man is the one in this game, is the one that is silent. The one that will tell the woman, if you want to go, go. If you're not happy, there's the door. Gentlemen, a woman can tell what you are by how you respond when you are threatened. When she threatens to take her love and her body away from you. When she threatens to be with somebody else, it is at this moment that men tell them, there is a door, you have a nice life. And I'm going to explain that to you. I got a few questions to answer in the chat. We got you. I got a lot to talk about. Give me a second. Let me grab a question right here. What should I main focus on the first date? Showing her why she should be fucking you. Next question here. How to stop hating yourself on anything that you work hard because of your ego? You're not working really hard. You're lying to yourself. How can you help me talk to this girl I met at the mall? You can't talk to her, so don't. You ain't got no game to talk to her. So anyway, as I was saying for y'all guys out here, here's the thing. This is why I teach all of you. I'm the only, hey guys, I'm telling you, nobody on YouTube tells you to stop trying to fuck and get the invite. How efficient is land, sea, and air? Well, you've never done it before, so you don't know how efficient it is. Because it gives a woman a different perspective. And stay in here, and I'll show you how efficient it is. If a girl complains about being a side chick, you let her know, go find your relationship. And if you want some dick on the side, call me. This is not hard. It's really easy. But as I say to y'all guys out here, this is why we don't look at the past. We don't look at the present, or we don't look at tomorrow like the average guy does. We are set in the future. Everything that I showed you, I've just shown you, you know, real quick, is to prepare you for the moment, not when she's gone, but when she's gone, and why the fuck she's going to crawl her ass back to you. See, guys, y'all don't look that far. Every time you look at a woman, because y'all get caught up in her beauty and her eye, her ass and her weave and all that shit, this is why we try to teach you to go beyond all that shit, to look at it end of an end game. Woo! A door behind a door. An end of an end game, gentlemen. To a point where you already know that eventually she's going to get sick of being a number. She's going to get sick of the other women. She's going to get sick of your lifestyle. She's going to get sick of the women messaging you on Facebook and Instagram. She's going to get sick knowing that you're with another woman. And one day she's going to challenge that, and she's going to walk out that door. This is why I prepare you now for what we're talking about. Because, gentlemen, I've got to explain why being the drug is the most important thing. See, guys, as I told you before, I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to love me. I don't want her to be attracted to me, because that's fucking beneath me. That's piddly shit that the average guy wants. Y'all want that piddly shit. I don't want that. I want it all, and I will have it all, because I'm going to set it all up and not manipulate it, not deceive it. And you will, I don't have, you guys, listen, you don't have to manipulate her. You don't have to deceive her. You don't have to beg her back. You don't have to say, I'm sorry. You don't have to modify your behavior, because, guys, what's so fucking crazy is they will modify their fucking behaviors even when they leave. They don't like it. They come back, and they will modify their fucking behaviors for you when you learn what I am showing you guys. The depth in which you make the attack is not the I do, the body. Woo, see that? See, I'll tell you about that. See, you guys who live in an I do world outside of yourself are always going after her body, an I do. I want the I am, because she doesn't even know she has a fucking I am. And once I'm in that motherfucker, I get it all, no matter how fucking far she can go as far as she wants. The pussy will always be mine. Always. No matter how hard she fights, no matter how hard she fucking tries to struggle, that's why your silence kills her. Not necessarily kill her like as in, but it kills her on such an emotional level that she's got to come back. Because you're the only one that can give her safety and feel good. Okay? Let me get this question right here. Have you ever sold your bag and got back with someone? Sold your bag and got back with someone? Wait a second. What do you mean my bag? I haven't sold shit. I sold some dick, but not no bag. Well, I don't understand what you mean by that. How do we get her in the I am if she doesn't realize she has one? K-Dog. You don't know that because you don't know your I motherfucking am. You see that? because you live in your I do. So you can't see the depth of game that we're spitting here right now. But I welcome you to the Me Pill community, sir. That's going to help you. Great question, sir. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and answer it. Go ahead and put it in. I got you guys covered. I'm going to break all this down, and I'm going to explain why they crawl their fucking asses back and they can't stand it, but they fucking love it. They cream over it. Guys, how many times have you guys, have you remember when you were kids, and maybe y'all have it, you ever, okay, you know how it feels when you have brain freeze and that shit hurts your fucking head so hard, but then the come down of when it goes away, it kind of gives you that feeling of serenity and all this other stuff. This is what happens when they crawl their ass back, because the way I set you up to force her to come back, not because you making her come back, she's going to come back because you're the only dick in motherfucking town that she's got to have. She just doesn't want your dick. She wants all of you. And I didn't mean, no, hey guys, wait, excuse me. She doesn't want your fucking money. She doesn't want your money. She doesn't want any fucking gifts. She doesn't want you to take her out. She just wants, guys, listen, this is deep. She just wants you. She just wants you, gentlemen. She just wants you. Period. Let me get to this thing. I fucked a relationship in the past. It's a bad blow now. How do I do a 360? Well, because my brother, which you don't understand, is you're looking at everything through, unfortunately, your I do and not your I am, and that's why you're failing. Your relationship, you are not your relationship. A relationship is something you fucking do when you're an I am, when you're ready, one of fucking one. And that's what draws her in. Because it's that time, it's that moment when she meets you, where you might give her the ecstasy pill of you, the mushroom pill of you, the weed pill that was smoking you through your weed, snorting you, the cocaine of you, taking you and hardening you as a rock, putting it in the thing and lighting and ingesting you, or taking you and putting it on a fucking spoon, heating that bitch up, throwing a piece of cotton. Wait, guys, I watch Narcos and The Wire, so I watch it. Anyway, taking that and putting the thing in there and taking a needle and pulling that shit, finding her fucking vein called emotions and injecting you to taking the fucking fentanyl of you where she can't go anywhere. She'll try to run as far as she can. She can't. You want to know why? Because when they meet you, even through, like, guys, all my dudes, the sex-o-ween, all my guys that got women right now, if you do that sex-o-ween, it's over. It's a done-dada because she's never experienced that before. See, gentlemen, when they experience, a woman experiences I am mindset, when she's experiencing a one of one, she will call you back when you hang up on her. She will tell you how sexy you look. She will always stay awake just to watch you motherfucking sleep. She will show you off in front of her fucking friends. She'll hold your hand around people just to show everyone that this is my motherfucking man. She'll always keep in contact with you. She'll always let you be a part of the conversation and ask what you think she should do. She'll be willing to do anything. The one that ain't licking pussy, she'll be willing to do that shit. She, not only will she let you touch her, when you touch her, she will get closer to you. She will grab your ass, your package. She will kiss all over your face. She'll rub your face. She'll tell you how pretty your eyes are, how nice you smile, how nice you smell, how good you feel. She'll always support you in anything you do. That's financial. She'll drive you around. She'll put gas money on your table. She'll do all that stuff. And when she's coming over, she'll ask, Do you need me to pick up your favorite beer? Do you want me to go to McDonald's, Burger King? What do you want me to pick up for you? She'll invite you over to eat because she wants to cook for you because she worships you. She worships you. Is insecurities an I do meaning something outside yourself? Well, the insecurities come from an I do that imprints that I do into your I am. See, there's if it's outside of you and it makes you insecure, yes, it is definitely an I do because it is something outside of you. It's something outside of you. C25 says, went on a date with a 20-year woman 20 years older than me. We kissed in a car, and she was keen to meet up last week. How do I lead her? Well, you've already, okay. This is where you lost, young man. Chet, this is where you lost. Again, you never gave it a drug. You didn't do the kissing 101, the making out, the dirty talk, the master the bedroom. Remember, see, you average guys do average shit. Come here. All that bullshit. But Chet 25, you was a man mindset, motherfucker. Not only would you done a little kissing 101 move, you'd have gave her a sample of five play, a little bit of dirty talk, flirt the fuck, and master the bedroom, where you know what? She would have said, see, guys, let me explain what would have happened to you, brother. See, it's a stepping stone. See, some women don't want to display public displays of affection in front of people. So what you do when you walk into the car, it will start from the car, where then she was like, can we just go somewhere privately? Maybe the lake spreads your ass cheeks, not to your house yet. And then you drive somewhere private, then you get in the back seat of her car, and she's all horny, wet, and bothered, where she either wants to fuck there or then take it back to your place because she says, you know what? I don't want my first time with you to be in a car, so let's go to your place so you can fuck and I can suck your dick. But see, it shows where you're at because you have no kissing game, no mouthpiece, and you have not marinated the pussy. That's why you lost, my brother. But let me get back to this drug. Guys, y'all got a question? Call in, ask. I got you covered. Shout out to everybody watching the show. Let's get it. Gentlemen, when you do what I am showing you, even breaking everything from breaking her. Okay, remember, gentlemen, now what, if y'all are new, I'm going to show you this. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm going to just run through it real fast. Run through it real fast. As I say for all y'all, I'm the only one that brings up the three little pigs. Y'all know I'm the only one. But most of you guys live the life of these three little fucking pigs. Two of you motherfuckers, these two don't have a foundation. The last one imprisons himself. But as we are the only ones that show you, there's nobody on YouTube that shows you the fourth fucking pig. And that's the one we're showing you where the addiction comes from. The addiction comes from the fourth pig, not those three little bitch pigs. It comes from the fourth pig because the fourth pig was all about doing the one thing that you guys don't do, and that's send her a message. When that wolf or that woman, and I'm not calling a woman a wolf, I'm just giving the analogy, when they roll up on you, you need to make a fucking statement instead of worshiping pussy like most of you goddamn guys do. The fourth pig. The one that makes motherfucking statements to begin the process of her worshiping you, her wanting to be with you. Because the statement comes when she sees something that nobody has ever told you to have in your fucking house. There's not one YouTuber, I keep telling you, we're the only ones. There is not one YouTuber showing you how to break a woman. And what I mean by break is breaking her motherfucking spirit of thinking she's the shit. Breaking her spirit because she's insecure. She has low self-esteem. And when she walks into a house and sees a box like this on the side, it will fucking break her. Why? Because it shows her you ain't the only one and you can always be replaced. I don't need you. You need me. That's what you're saying. That's why you're making statements as men. As a man, you're making a statement and you're letting her know that I do not operate like the average guy, so you cannot treat me like the average guy. You have to move different than the average guy. You've got to think different than the average guy, or you will be replaced. And that's the game we're showing y'all, brothers. Nobody's showing y'all this stuff. And this is why your silence just kills them. They're so used to knowing how to move the fucking pieces on the chessboard. They know how to grip that dick with the muscles. Like when you're ready to come an orgasm, they know how to tighten and grip your dick when you're coming, and it's going to make you feel good. And you're going to start to attach your fucking feelings to your emotion, and then you're gone. She knows how to touch you the right way because she's already studied you, or you already having your card flipped the other way direction. 361, I'll bring you in 1 second. I'll bring you in 1 second. Hold on, let me bring in 361. So I'm continuing. 361, how can I help you, brother? What's up? 361, going once, going twice. All right, call back. But as I was saying to y'all guys out there, the beautiful thing about all this is that she knows she's in control, and she knows that she can walk away, and she knows that she has power, and she knows that you have become addicted to her to a point where if she wants you to be in a relationship, you'll be in one. If she wants you to be married, you'll be married. If she wants you to buy her something, you'll buy her something, and she doesn't have to do anything but show the fuck up. So I'm showing you how to show the fuck out. It's time to stop that shit. Time to stop running behind them. Stop worshiping them. Stop apologizing. Stop changing who you are. Stop doing all this shit. Because the crazy thing is, when y'all do all that silly shit, she's still gone. But how do you make her come back? We're going to talk about the comeback. Hold on. Let me get this last. Hold on. Let's see. Eric, call 361. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Your channel, but...
Hi. How are you, sir?
Yeah,
hey, welcome to the...
Yeah. I watched the video on how to put your bid in, and like you talk about, like, you know, not putting the bitch on a pedestal and, like, you know, put yourself on a pedestal.
Yes. Yes.
Well, whenever, like, you know, I flirt with a girl, at a bar or something, I feel like they always have the high ground.
Like, no, they haven't. Like I got to let you finish, but listen. They have the high ground because you've already given them the high ground because you worship them. That's why they have high ground, because you are looking up at them. That's why they have high ground, because you look up at them. But they don't have any fucking high ground to a real man. Matter of fact, they got to work to get to some shit. But I'm listening. So, yeah, again, because you're looking at an I do, because when you look at the woman, when you're looking at the woman, uh-huh. Wait a second, y'all can't hear? Y'all can't hear the caller? Oh, wait, let me see. Caller, say something.
What up?
Yeah, y'all can't hear the caller? Okay, I can hear the caller. Okay, y'all can't hear the caller? Okay, he's saying that women have the high ground. Okay, y'all can't hear the caller. Okay, goddamn, I wonder why you can't hear the caller. I can hear the fucking caller. I wonder why you can't hear the caller. Let me see here. Shit. Why can't you hear the caller? All right, but go ahead, caller. Go ahead. I'll answer your question. What is your question? And I'll throw it to the guys. But what is your question that you're asking? Because they say you can't hear you.
So yeah, basically when I holler at her, holler at a girl and, like, introduce
me
myself and all that,
how
do I come from a place of, like, I don't come from a place of, like, I'm worshiping her, you know? I mean, in my mind, I'm like, all right, like, but, like, in reality, I feel like I'm still, like, approaching her, and, like, I'm still, like she's choosing me.
All right, so I'll throw you back in, or I'll pause you to listen, but if you have another question, let me know. He wants to know, how can he talk to a woman, right, caller, without without giving her the high ground, basically, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll grab that and I will post that for the guys here, okay? All right, thank you, caller. Great call. So I'm sorry, the lines, I can hear him, but okay, so how can you do that? See, I keep telling you guys this. The great 361, that was a very great call, but here lies the problem. The problem is, like a lot of you guys do, y'all are looking at women from an I do perspective and not an I am perspective. So if you're looking at a woman as an I do, like I've always said, you're looking at a two of one because you're putting the woman above yourself. So if you're two of one, then at that point, what y'all are doing is you're looking at the woman and you're saying to yourself, how can I prove myself to her because she is you fill in the blank, and that's where you go wrong. Because this is what makes you two of one, because you're giving her a label. You're labeling her based off of a lie and manipulation. You're labeling, you're saying, oh my God, she's beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, whatever you call her. You're labeling the woman, and what's so sad is you never take time to even label yourself. You don't even take time to even work on yourself. You're too busy labeling women because you're, and 361, I hope you're hearing me, you're acting two of one instead of one of one. See, see 361, when you are one of one, and I'm while I'm talking, I know you can hear me, so let me bring you in real quick. You see what I'm saying, 361? They can't hear you, but you see what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, I think I'm getting to the point.
So basically what you're doing is, if you listen to me, basically what you're doing is, okay, you see a woman, and based off of the woman, you're going to talk to them. Not, excuse me, you're not going to, I don't even say talk to. You're going to think differently. See, if you see a woman, let's look at a woman in red, white, or blue. You see a woman in red, you're going to speak to her different from the woman in blue versus the woman in white versus the woman in black. Does that make any sense, sir? You're basing what you are off of what you see. Does that make any sense, 361?
Yes, sir.
Right. So peep game, going to get deep. So that means you're basing it off of a false reality and a fake perception, because what you see isn't really real. She is nothing. That dress isn't her. That weave, makeup, eyeliner, tight clothes, and push-up bras, that's not her. That's the lie or the deception to manipulate your reality. That's not her. But see, when you become one of one, it's just like, okay, one through five will always be chronological order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Am I correct? 3.1 is always,
correct.
It will always be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So here's the thing.
Right.
Is it 1 through 5 in the morning time? Is it still the same in the morning?
No, it's the same all the time.
It's the same all the time. In the morning, the noon, the night. It doesn't matter what day it is, what week it is, what month it is. It doesn't matter if it's raining or snowing or sleeting. And see, when you're one of one, you're one mind, one thought, one way, meaning that you cut through the bullshit by talking to her and not at her, by showing her that you are the fucking prize. She's just a woman that's putting on a lot of fucking makeup.
Oh.
And, yeah, oh, right, because, see, when you see her, you're saying she's beautiful, she's sexy, she's gorgeous, because you're looking at the world through an I do, which means you're one, two, or three of one. But see, when you're one of one, you're the one that's sexy. You're the one that's gorgeous. You're the one that's beautiful. And she's got to prove beautiful, worthy, and gorgeous. She doesn't get a free pass just because she knows how to put on eyeliner, her makeup, her blush, or a push-up bra. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I always approach them, and I'm always like, man, like, hopefully mm-hmm. this goes well. Hopefully, like, I have to come off good. But I think...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to be here. But I got to throw you back in. But, hey, but welcome to the Me Peel community, sir, okay? Just keep soaking this up, okay, young man?
All right, yes, sir.
All right, good call. But I'll get back to y'all guys. I know y'all can't hear, but I'm going to keep telling. So what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, that I'm the drug motherfucker. I'm the star. I'm the sun. You revolve around my motherfucking ass. I don't revolve around you. I'm the one that can turn up the heat by getting close to you like the sun. And I'm the one that can be cold as fuck and I can pull the fuck away. That's where you get winner. You see what I'm saying? You are all things. But let me get this question right here as we chop up game real quick. You're saying regarding women, I went on a date. So I've lost her because I did not take the right steps. Yeah, you didn't take the right steps because see, gentlemen, let me show you some, Chet, how deep game is. You're looking at the right steps because unlike guys with no game, see, you have no game. You're looking at the right now. The motherfuckers that have game, I'm looking at down the line. I already got the right now and already locked down. I already know how I'm a toucher. I already know how I'm a mover. I already got this shit already done. It's already a done data. She just got to come into the thought that I have. She just got to step into that reality that I've already created because it's already done because I've already rehearsed it. I've rehearsed the way I should touch her. I rehearsed the way I should kiss her. I rehearsed the way I should look in her eyes, and I rehearsed the shit I should say in her ear. So just like you did with your alphabets and your numbers, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's that easy. It's already a done data because she's so used to moment guys that are in the moment. Oh, Chuck, oh, my gosh. She's about to kiss right now. What do I do? KP says, when putting my bin with a woman who's with a friend or in a group, how do I walk different? Okay, Ian, listen, brother. Listen. This is where you're not paying attention to the bid. The bid is one way. When you go up to a woman in a group, you don't disrespect the group because you don't know who the alpha female is in the group. You don't disrespect the group because you don't know what she is in that group, and that's why you talk to the whole entire group. You talk to the whole entire group and see if you can pull her or separate her from the pack. But you must attack the group and not just attack the one in the group because the alpha female can just walk the fuck away, man. You don't do that at all. I got y'all calling. I got y'all questions. Y'all throw it. We got y'all. We still spin game. But gentlemen, like I said before, they're gonna want to leave. Hey, they're gonna get sick of your shit. They're gonna get mad. Hey, how dare you? I'm beautiful and I'm pretty. And you know what? I can get guys all the time. And I don't need this. I don't need you. I'm so special. I'm so important that I can get any guy I want. I don't have to be here with you. Hold on, let me ask this question right here. Adam A. asked the question. I just came and it may be off topic. How do I handle fights and altercations? You outnumber. Well, just get the fuck away, man. I don't want you getting hurt, man. Stay the way. Just listen. Any altercations, just try to walk away because you don't know what those people have in their pockets and shit. So just roll the fuck out. What I'm saying is, y'all guys out there, that women are so used to guys buckling like women that they're going to think that you're the exact same way. So she takes all of her fucking tanks and missiles and shit and points them right at you and doesn't even realize that there's a pathway you working on the back end because she then closes the legs. See, the weapon that she has is here between her legs to the average guy. That's her power base. She thinks that her power is between her legs. And that's why she either closes it or dangles it over your head like a carrot to a donkey type thing. But she can't understand why we are not affected because when they want to go, we let them go. Gentlemen, listen to me. Let them go. I know this sounds crazy, but you got to let them go. Because what's going to happen? The mind. Ladies, I'm sorry. Ladies, I'm sorry. Wait. Before I say this, ladies, I'm sorry. I got to teach you. Gentlemen, her power is from an I do standpoint with average guys. But because I'm not tackling or going after the I do, and I've already conquered the I am, that means that she starts to have, while the more she's away from me, the more she thinks about me. I'll give you an example. Well, I don't have my Dallas Cowboy. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, right? You know why they hate football season? Because every time they turn around, they hear Dallas Cowboy. And when you hear Dallas Cowboy, I'm the one they think about. Because what's happening is that when you attack the I am, and when you don't attack what's between her legs, but allows you to come in where she lets you in, gentlemen, she doesn't realize that, remember guys, she's emotional. She's emotionally driven, which means is that her emotions are going to trigger. Guys, I'll give you an example. How many times is out of the blue that you wanted your favorite ice cream or favorite beer or favorite drink or favorite cake or favorite whatever, just out of the blue? You're just like, damn, da, da, da. You know what? Damn, I sure can use a beer right now. Or you know what? Damn, I can sure use a good steak or something like that. Well, gentlemen, what I'm saying is that because I'm internally inside her core, I am triggering flashbacks, memories that, gentlemen, that she goes into her theater number one and watches it all the time. And as I, and guys, let me show you how deep this is. 714, I'll bring you 1 second. Let me show you how deep it is. It's set up for her to try to run away from those feelings, but she sinks in deeper because of the quicksand. I remember I learned this at 14. Remember the one that broke my heart? Show me the shit. That's why I keep telling you guys. That's why I keep telling you, you're the most dangerous motherfucker she's ever met, because she can't get rid of you. And the more she tries to get you out of her system, the deeper you're connected, because you are technically rooted in her I am. See, you guys try to root into the I do, and that's why they control you through the I do. Let me bring in this call real quick, and I'll answer his question. 714, ask your question. I'll just tell everybody. But 714, what's your question? How can I help you, brother?
Yeah, Steve, how could Steve Williams be your
father? Oh, God damn it. I forgot. Oh, God damn it. That's the weirdo guy. I'm sorry. I forgot it's the weirdo guy. He keeps calling me. I got to remember before I got his number. It's the weirdo guy. But anyway, so what I'm saying is for you guys out here is that this is the beautiful thing about conquering their mind, because I am rooting myself into her core that she doesn't even know she has. She has no idea she has a core, because all of her life she's been operating outside of who she is through the I do and not the I am. She's operating outside of herself. Y'all see what I'm saying? She's operating outside of herself. So if everything she's doing, think about what I'm saying, okay? Everything she's doing, okay? I don't worry about it. I had to let him go. It's that weirdo guy. I'm sorry. It's that old weirdo guy. I got a male stalker. I got a weirdo guy, man. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. He's just a weirdo guy. He follows me like some gay dude anyway. But what happens is, and Barbarella Lewis, you got to put a cue there. I'll answer your question in 1 second. Happens is because I'm showing y'all game, I'm showing you how they will always come back because I have woven myself in them. And I always show y'all how that happens. Why do women test men? They test us because they need to see what kind of fucking man you are. Women are very cautious about giving themselves away to weak motherfuckers. So they got to test you and they will test me. We all both get tested. So it's not like we don't get tested. They will always test to see anything. Okay. All right. Well, I'm explaining the I do on her and how I do it. See, where a lot of you guys are going wrong with your I do's and who you are, because you guys never been taught this before. You guys think that y'all actually doing shit, but y'all are actually self-sabotaging yourself with women. And you don't even realize you're actually sabotaging yourself, because the majority of you guys out there, the level of how you think, you don't have this kind of depth to you to be able to show the woman why you. Let me see if I can find it. Where did I put that bitch? Where did I put it at? Jeez, is this it right here? No, that's not it. That's y'all. That'll take it away. Where did I put it at? Yeah, where I put it. Ah. Anyway, like I say, the average y'all guys, y'all get caught up because y'all do everything you can to attack the wrong thing. You're always attacking her I do. You never even think about when you get her I am, you get everything. But this is the average guy, because the average guy, right, does not have game. So he will do everything he can to get between her legs, where the man that has game is going to have behavior modification, because behavior modification has to come with the trust. And then she realizes emotional benefits, and then there's safety, there's no judgments. And when that happens, as I showed you before, the behavior modification plus her emotions will override and supersede her beliefs, because you guys don't even know about enough game that she has judgments, morals, values, and stuff like that. So that's why we do what we do. And that's why they come back, because they're not used to somebody. But I'm explaining the comeback. See, which I don't understand, the emotions, her emotions trigger things, okay? It will always trigger the best of times. Because I want y'all to think how the mind works. If she is sad or she is in pain, the mind or the body thinks it has to balance it out by giving her something that when she feels sad and upset, the mind, the greatest trickster in the world, has to give her something to compensate for the balance. So if she's not feeling right, there's got to be compensation of what? Good times. But here's how the mind is self fucking her over. Who do you think gave her the best of times? Okay, guys, women don't think about the average times they have with somebody. They always put the best times up front and first. And why they do that, no matter how mad or angry, they become lonely, gentlemen. They start to become very lonely, and they start to miss you, okay? They start to miss you, okay? All right? And what I'm saying to you guys out here is that not only do they miss you, but they try to stop. Okay, think about this. I'm going to use one of my boys. Let me see what I'm going to use. Russ, I used you already, Russ. We always use you, Russ. Let me use somebody else. I'm going to use Jeremy. So let me give you Jeremy an example. Jeremy's a student of mine, so let me use Jeremy. So, you know, it's fuck Jeremy. I hate him. I can't stand him. He's such an asshole. That's 4. He does what he wants. 5. He has so many women. 6. Who the fuck does he think he is? 7. Fuck him. Why isn't he calling me? 8. Who is he thinking about? 9. Why is he thinking about me? 10. Did he call me? 11. I can remember that time. 12. I remember this. 13. I'm just giving you 13. So guess what? That's 13 points. And if we multiply that 13 by that 5, 5 times 3 is 15, carry to 1. So that's, 65. That's 65. So she's burying. So that's him in her mind. Y'all see what I'm saying? She's renting space. Jeremy's living rent-free in her head right now. And here's the worst part about it. See, when a woman is trying to rationalize why she doesn't want you, she begins to bury emotions. But let me explain something, because I know a lot of you guys say, wait a second. Well, I don't understand something, because when she talks bad about me, why doesn't she come back to me or the average guy? Well, when she says negative things about me, she never comes back to me. She's not supposed to. Remember, guys, just get a piece of paper, draw the circle. I show you everything. I'm going to base everything off of this simple mindset that no one's using. Just get a piece of paper so you can understand. Draw a circle in the middle of the paper. Inside the circle, write I am. Outside the circle, write I do. That's all you got to do. And I'm going to explain what I'm saying to y'all guys, because I know a lot of you guys say, well, you know, she's always talking down to me. She's always being mean to me. But why isn't she coming back to me like you're saying she comes back to you? It's different because she's talking to you from an I do instead of an I am. Okay, let me show y'all this. Let me see if I can find that shit. Let me see if I can find it. And let me break it down to you. Give me a second. Let me break it down. Let me find this so I can break it down to you. All right. Let me see if I can find that shit. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. The lines are kind of acting up. So if you have a question, go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there and I got you covered. I'm just trying to find. Okay. So what I'm saying to you average guys out there, all right, the average guys, the problem is that because you are looking at everything from an I do, you are truly forcing her into an I do. So when she's done with you, she's actually done with you. And in her mind, she's going to find something better, but she's just going to find another carbon copy of you, because, okay, the difference of another guy is not deep. It's more wide. She's still at her edge, but whether she goes to the right or goes to the left, that's what's going to change her perception. From an I do. Okay, listen to what I'm saying, guys. So when she meets you and she doesn't like you because you're average, and she meets another one of you because you have a little something different, she's not really necessarily finding better. She's just going to a right or a left. Okay, a lot of guys are like one-trick ponies. There's just one guy that can make her smile. There's a guy that can probably make her laugh. There's a guy that can do one thing, right? So when she gets done with your one thing and she meets somebody else, because of his one thing, he seems very exciting, and that's why they get exciting, and then they get bored, and then they let him go, or they come back to you because and I'm going to show you in a second how this works, but you have to remember, the reason we are so the way we are is because we push them beyond. See, we push them beyond there. We have the depth. We don't go wide. We go deep. But we connect ourselves to them in such a way where her mind, gentlemen, starts to try to bury us, okay? All right? They try to heal. They try to heal themselves, okay? All right? So what they try to do is they try to suppress us, suppress those thoughts of the time we did sex-o-ween, the time we did the Easter game, the time that they were in the shower and we did the turn out the lights and use my tongue as a towel, the time that we sent them voice messages and videos and all that other stuff. They try to suppress those things, okay? Okay? They try to suppress that because they think by suppressing this emotion that it's actually going to go away. They think they try to suppress us. But here lies the problem in the game, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. When they or she is suppressing you, okay? When she's suppressing you, that's what I'm saying. When she is suppressing you, what do you think she's doing? She's thinking about you. So if she's suppressing you, that means, how can she get you out of her mind or get rid of you when she's thinking about you? Think about that for a second, guys. I want y'all to think about it. How can she get you out of her head when she's thinking about you? And without even realizing it, she creates a commitment to herself to keep thinking about you, thinking that it's going to be a suppression feeling. It's just like how you guys are with fear and things like that. You always go into theater number one. But through that suppression, remember, their emotions force them to reminisce and romanticize what it used to be like. You know, I'm such a dick, but I show my guys this. Y'all learn more about this in sex membership. Do you know women, with some of my clients, they masturbate, they have an orgasm, and then they start crying. Not because they start crying because they do what they love to do. They start crying because they romanticize how you made them masturbate. They will always romanticize the great times. They never stop. They never stop. Okay, I got you, dog. I got you. I got you. Seriously, though, like, can I really get women to buy me food and everything and buy me freight? No, you can't, because you're again, sir, what I'm saying is listen, if you look at your question, brother Adam, you're looking at the game through an I do and not an I am. See, you're looking at I ams. You're looking at gifts. I'm not looking at gifts. I am the gift. She's just buying and renting and leasing my time. So you're looking at it wrong. Tyler, hold on 1 second. 4-4, I can hear your question and I'll answer to the group. What's your question, sir? How can I help you, brother?
Hello, yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah, how can I help you, sir? What's your question?
Yeah, I was calling because, yeah, I have a date planned for tomorrow.
You have a date for tomorrow.
And, yeah. And
no, I got to repeat because they can't hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You're trying to what?
Yeah, I have a date for tomorrow, and I'm trying to make sure everything, like, goes as planned. Because the last few girls I've talked to, they've kind of flaked on the date, and then I start
talking
to them.
Okay, wait, hold on. Where are you going on your date? Hold on. Where are you going on your date?
To get ice cream.
Okay. So what's the problem? He's going to get ice cream.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
So, yeah. So it's tomorrow. And
oh, wait. Call it. This is what we do. Call it. Watch this. This is what we'll do. I got it. I know. Watch this, guys. I'll fix this. So what I'm going to do, caller, while you're on with me, guess what? I'm going to call you, right? Right? And I'm going to call you, and then I can put you on, okay? So give me a second. Give me 2 seconds. Just stay on your phone. When your phone rings, click it over, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up,
okay?
Hold on a second. I'm about to call you so I can put you in. So the guys can hear you guys. I got this shit. I'm sorry, guys. Let me do it this way. All right. So I'm calling you right now. Your phone should ring. All right. Go ahead and click it over. Click over. All right. Can y'all hear now? And my dogs, do y'all hear him now? Okay. Can you hear me, caller? All right, guys. Can y'all hear him? In the chat room, y'all can hear him? Big D-Boy, I got you next. Hold on. Can y'all hear him? Chat room, can y'all hear him? Can any of y'all hear? Not you. I know that's my chat room. Anyone, chat room. I'm waiting for them to reply back to me and say if they can hear or not. If they can hear you. Can y'all hear him now? Chat room? All right, I'm waiting for them to say something. But anyway, so, oh, wait, you can't? No? What? The fuck? How the fuck can you not hear him? Hold on, shit, check. Huh. God damn it. How the fuck can they not hear you? All right, wait. It's Mike. Wait, caller, is your mic, Mike, caller? All right, talk to me, caller, while I do this. All right, so you're taking out for ice cream and what? You're taking out for ice cream and, yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on, wait. I know the way. Hold on, caller. Hold on. I think I know the fucking problem. Say something now, caller. Y'all can hear. Y'all, fuck. I know the problem. Y'all can hear now. Wait, say something, caller, again. I know the, it's my fault. Caller, say something. Just say, Steve, you a bitch. Just call me a bitch real quick so you hear. All right, y'all heard him call me a bitch now? Y'all heard that, right, guys? Everybody? Y'all can hear it now, right? I'm sure y'all can hear him now because I made the change. All right, I'm sorry. I know what the problem was. It was an adjustment. I'm sorry. Thank you, guys. So go ahead. You can continue now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. So what's going on? No, it was okay. All right. See, how did you set up the date? Oh, what did you say? Okay. Tell me what you said to her in the text. All right. Yeah. And y'all calling. I know I got fixed it now. It was on my... It's my fault, guys, because I'm doing something new for y'all. I'm filming like 8-minute videos and shit for you guys, and I'm doing it from my couch in my office. So I switched everything, and I fucked up. I fixed it. But, guys, don't worry. We're going to continue breaking down this game, but I do want to answer questions and stuff. So I just need to see what he's doing, but everyone can hear you now. So we're good. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize shit for that dumb shit. Yes. So what'd you say to her? Why did she surprise you? Wait, she said that to you? Okay, what's your schedule like? What did she say? All right. Well, you know, keep going. Her schedule is what? See, all right. Stop right there. See that? Now let me use. I'm going to use Adam May. I was going to use the Dangerous Russ. Dangerous Russ has a jazz club, so Adam, I'm going to use you. You know, there's this place, there's this ice cream shop called Adam A's, and they serve the best ice cream. And the thing that I love so much about the atmosphere is a really laid-back atmosphere. It's a great place where two people can sit down and enjoy each other and really, really get to know each other on a more deeper level. And what I love, the thing I love about Adam A's is that the way that ice cream is so much better than Baskin Robbins 31 flavors and Marble Slab, because they put a little more fat content into the thing, which makes the ice cream that much sweeter. It tastes that much better. And you know what? What I would love to do is I would love for you to accompany me, because I'm going to go there. I'm going to be going there Saturday around 9 o'clock. And I would love for you to join me. So not only enjoy the ice cream, the atmosphere, but also enjoy me learning more about what's behind your smile. You see that right there? Do you see the difference? How I used Adam A's restaurant to put me in a position, but I also told her, I didn't ask for permission. I told her she can accompany me if she wants to. but I also made it where I'm telling her why I'm going to this place. And I told her what is expected when you get here. But even when I get to Adam A's thing, I already have it in my future of what I'm going to do. When she walks through the door, I'm going to twirl her around. I'm going to hold her hand. I'm going to walk her up to the waiter, if the waiter is Buckley, he's got the cashier, I'm going to make sure that I let him know this is where I met her, this is where we met, and listen, check this out. I'm definitely going to go for the kiss, so make sure you give me a little extra special little one of those spoons, you know, those little tiny spoons that taste the ice cream. When I come up and get one, that's when I'm going to make my move for the kiss, and then I'm going to move her to that point. You see what I'm saying? See, I already have it already set up, but what you're doing is you're doing it, you know, you're doing it step by step. You're not pushing her forward. But here's the thing. The thing is once I do set up the date and where you're going wrong and where I go right, is that I will send her a message. Hey, send me a photo so I can tell you why I look forward to seeing you at, what's the name of the ice cream place? Is it Debo's? Fuck it. Let's say it's Debo's. Wait, was it Debo's? No. It wasn't Debo's. Ooh, what ice cream place was it? I forgot the ice cream place. Whatever the ice cream. I think it was Adam. It was Adam A's. I forgot. Yeah, so why don't you send me a photo so I can tell you why I look forward to taking you there. You see that? Sends me the photo. And then remember, I'm constantly wanting to marinate the mind to chip away at all the bullshit that you regular guys do. I want to chip away at that. I want to start to administer the drug. I want to start to administer the drug even before we get together, because the average guy doesn't talk to her that way. The average guy doesn't say shit, and he's just like, well, I'll meet you there. And you just ask a bunch of boring questions. See that? Does that make any sense, caller? Okay, so yeah, just go ahead and hit her. I got to get back to the show, but just go ahead and hit her up and call her tonight and let her know how you're looking forward to seeing her tonight or tomorrow and go from that point, okay? All right, we're good. Now, guys, the lines are working now, so if y'all want to call in. But as I was saying, for all you guys that are listening, again, you got any questions, go ahead and ask. I know Debo had a question. Then I'll get that other question below that one. Debo, hold on a second, Debo, let me get you. Okay, he says, so Steve, you're basically saying long as they are thinking about you negatively or positive is how it used to be. I want you guys to think about yourselves for a second. All right. And you know, I'm the only one that talks about the only theater in your mind, theater number one. I'm the only one that talks about it. So we don't even have theater number one up anymore. But for a lot of you guys out here, you're constantly are very negative about yourself. Some days you're positive, but some days you're negative about yourself. See, gentlemen, when it comes to an emotion from an I am, it doesn't matter if it's positive, negative, or indifferent. It doesn't matter. It still falls under the category of the emotion. See, what I do and teach you is to plant your seed, not sexual seed, but who you are in their core. And she will give it sunlight. She will water it. She will pick out the weeds as it is rooted in and imprinted on her emotions. So it doesn't matter what she thinks. It doesn't matter what she feels. It doesn't matter what the hell she says. She's always going to be yours because I've tapped into something that the average guy doesn't tap into. And that's her emotional core. And most guys don't tap into that. And that's why I'm fucking forever. I'm not just fly by night. I'm forever, ever. So there's no point in second up a second date, even though she texted me to see you soon for sure. As I felt hers. Well, here's the thing. You don't even know what you, okay. Just tell me what you said when she said that to you. And I'll show you why you lose. Tell me what you said or how you replied, and I'll show you how you lose. Okay? Right. That is a very great statement, big dog. Right. We drive. Right. That's what I'm saying, and that's what y'all guys don't understand. Gentlemen, a woman just like you, December 31st, 11:59 in 50 seconds, will fucking lie to herself. I'm going to go to the gym and this is going to be my year, blah, blah, blah. But gentlemen, because of my drug, what I'm showing you, you become this thing called an intense craving. An intense craving. She doesn't want you. She needs you because without you, she doesn't feel connected to anything. She can try to find as many connections as she wants. And that's what, and guys, this is what y'all understand. This is why you stay silent. The more she tries to connect with somebody else, the more she thinks about you. Because if you're the fucking standard, that means there's nothing else but the standard. And no matter what she may run to believe these little points, she's never ever craved somebody like you. But what creeps in her mind and is really disturbing is, why aren't you reaching out to her? Why, like the other guy, why aren't you begging her back? Why aren't you changing for her? Why aren't you giving her her way? Why are you staying silent? But wait, gentlemen, but wait. The why begins to be answered. Because the why, or the answer of the why, was answered the moment she walked into your motherfucking crib. She knows she's not the only woman and she can be easily dismissed. And because you're the prize, she's got to work that much harder for you. You see what I'm saying, guys? She's got to work that much harder for you. So you become an intense craving. You know, I think I have something over here I need to pick up just so she can smell the scent of your house, to smell the scent of your cologne, just to be in your fucking orbit. They will come up with a, guys, I'm telling you, they will come up with anything, anything. It doesn't fucking matter. They will come up with just about anything just to let you know that you're on their fucking mind. Because you are driving her behavior. Do you see what I'm saying? You're driving her behavior. But here's the thing. You're not necessarily the one driving it. She's forcing you to drive it because all she's thinking about is you. She wants to think about other guys. And gentlemen, yes, I'm not going to lie. A woman can meet somebody and feel really good about that person. But here's the fucked up thing about it. She doesn't like average. What are you doing? What are you up to? And all these things that she's going through. Her habits. Guys, gentlemen, everything I'm telling you is everything I went through. I told you guys, I went through this shit. I know what the fuck she's going through, man. I get what they're going through because I went through it at 14. And once I figured that shit out, I realized that I'm the fucking prize. So you push her beyond by giving her emotional roller coaster by the negative and positive. No. I don't ever create anything negative. Is just perceived negative because she can't get her way. I don't listen. I am not an emotional bully. I'm an emotional manipulator and all that bullshit. I'm not doing any of that shit. I don't know. If you don't like it, then there is the door. And wait a second. Candle maker. Can you give her a candle, please? So she can put in her window to find me when she wants to find her way back home. That's it. That's it. The emotional roller coaster comes from she doesn't hate you. She hates that she fucking is in love with you. She hates that she needs you. She hates the fact that you're the only guy, ready, fill in the blank. And because you're the only guy, she hates the power you have over her. It's okay, for a lot of you guys out there who've been in relationships, you hate the power that women have over you. You hate that you could get mad at her. You'd be like, man, fuck her. You know what? She just sent me a message, and I'm going to wait a fucking week to answer her. But then she sends the message like, oh, my God, I need to say something. No, I shouldn't say nothing. Oh, my God, I got to say something. Oh, fuck it. I'll just say something right now. You know, y'all guys do that stuff. You see what I'm saying? Y'all do that stuff all the time. So when she's out with other guys trying to fight, okay. KP, I want you to go to your paper now. Because remember I showed you the I am the I do. All right? It doesn't matter the connection she's looking for, because every connection will always be an I do. It's just another basic guy. That's why you send them out there, okay? Well, no, okay. See, what's happening is when she tries to find the connection, what she's trying to do is she's trying to get you out of her head. But the fact you are in the sentence of the action she's trying to do means she can't, you're digging in deeper. The roots from the core go deeper and connect deeper. KP, you've all seen it. Even as kids, we all seen quicksand. Not that you ever experienced before, but you guys know when you fall into quicksand, you don't try to wiggle out fast. You don't try to move, because the more you wiggle and the more you move, the deeper you begin to sink in. So you've got to stand still and you've got to find a way out or slowly try to get out. But you can't try to swim your way out because it'll suck you in deeper, okay? And that's what I'm saying. See, remember, I'm showing you how to create something deeper than just sex. I'm showing you how to create the drug, the need. That's why I keep telling you, I don't want her to want me. That's beneath me. Why would I don't want her to want me. I mean, it's the same thing. You call your mothers right now and say, Mom, I met a girl. What should I do? And she'll give you nothing but fucking wants. Open the door, be a gentleman, and buy her flowers and a fucking gift and all this stupid shit. Because that's what women want, right? All that shit. Fuck her once. Because as man mindset men, or excuse me, meat pill men, we go beyond the want. I want the need because I want the invite. I want the invite. What do I do when she friend zones you and you keep trying? Well, Mr. Smith, this is going to sound crazy. She never friend zoned you. You were already friend zoned when you first met her, my brother. You were already fucked. She didn't friend zone you. She just showed you where to go sit in that zone of friends. Because you were beating around the bush, trying to be her best friend and talking to her about a bunch of bullshit instead of talking to her fucking ass. So here's the thing. And you ready, guys? I keep telling you, after we fuck, we can be the best of friends. We can sit in the bed and you can watch the Lifetime. They don't like watching TV with me. Because you know how black people are in movie theaters. I'm the same way with TV. So I always talk to the TV. So if we're naked in the bed and she wants to watch some Lifetime, Wii Channel, I'm always talking to TV screens, so she doesn't even want to watch TV. Look at that bitch-ass motherfucker. You know he's trying to fuck. Look at me and see that. So you know, hey, look, Russia, if I was that motherfucker, I would have got that bitch already sucking my dick. Why are you talking that way? Will you let me watch my TV? Anyway, so when after we get done fucking, we can be friends, if you will. But it comes with something. See, they think that we operate like average people, meaning that when she's friends with an I do, that an I am friendship is the same way. Oh, fuck, you guys, no. Oh, my God. I'll give you an example. So, all right, so did the I do guys that are friends with women, give you an example. Hey, how you doing, Gloria? Come on over. Yeah, well, how is work? Yeah, well, it's awesome. Well, yeah, why don't you come over? Oh, yeah, we can hang out. Yeah. Hey, there's a great show on Netflix. Why don't we just watch some TV and hang out? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I just love this show right here. I mean, oh, my God. Yeah, so tell me, how was your job with T Scales? How was your new boss? Oh, he's really nice. Oh, that's really good. Oh, tell me something. Is that guy Reggie still bothering you? He's such a dick. I don't understand why he bothers you. But anyway, yeah, thinking inside his mind, hey, damn, you want to fuck her so bad. Man, look at her. Look how she walk. Ooh, look at that ass. Yeah, you remember you was tapping that shit? Yeah, let's try to figure this shit out. Let's see what we can say to get that motherfucking pussy. Yeah, so how things been? How's your cat Vittles? Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, you got a phone call? Oh, sure. No, it's cool. Wait, is she talking to a guy? Oh, my God, the restroom. I got to go to the bathroom. You go ahead and talk to your guy friend. I'll be back. See that motherfucker? How can she talk to a guy in my house? I thought she was going to come over to fuck. Now she's talking about another guy. Oh, my God. I thought she said let's be friends as a reason to want to fuck with me, but she... Okay. All right. We play this cool. We go back in there, and... we just push her along. Oh, you got to go? Oh, let me guess. You going out on a date with that guy? Oh, my God. Who are you going out with? Oh, his name is Jay? Oh, yeah, Jay. Oh, is he a nice guy? Oh, well, great. Where y'all going? Oh, that's nice. Well, well, hey, you have a great time. Oh, I'm fine. We'll talk soon. I'm good. Nope, I'm just going to watch some Netflix, get me a nice beer, get me a good steak, and I'll be good. Okay, well, I'll see you later. Okay. What the fuck is going on? I don't understand. And why she would do that to me? I thought she said she wanted to be friends. I thought she wanted to come back. I mean, I thought we was going to get back together. Oh my God, who the fuck is Jay? Is she fucking Jay? Oh my God, what the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to do? So what I'm saying to you guys, so that's the average you guys, right? Let me tell you what they fucking do. They're like, hey, you know what? Hey, I ain't doing nothing. You know what? Let's go. Hey, you know what? There's a movie. There's a new movie on Netflix called Frank Too Nice. And let's go. You know, it's a brand new movie. You want to watch it? You want to come over and watch it? Hey, what's going on, girl? What's up with you, baby? Yeah, shit. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing. Well, hey. Oh, I'll be the woman. Well, hey, I got an idea. You know what? Why don't we have fun? You know what? Well, I know what you already like to eat, so don't worry about it. I'll make sure I go by the Dangerous Russ and get you the first meal. I mean, that's where we had our first day. You know, that's our first date and everything. But I'll get you something to eat at the Dangerous Russ, and I'll be back, and we'll hang out and watch. Okay, it's going to be a great time. Yeah, that's cool, baby. Yeah, you know, give me a, yeah, because Dangerous Russ got those steaks and shit like that. Yeah, give me a nice steak and shit like that. Yeah, you can do that shit. Yeah, we can watch, we can go ahead and chill and watch that movie and everything. Okay, now, you keep your, you make sure you keep your hands to yourself. You know, I'm not coming over to fuck. I just want to hang out with you. Baby, who said we're going to, baby, it's good. It's going up. We good. It's all good. It's all good. And she comes over, guys. She comes over. She's all nervous and shit. She's trying to play that role and shit. You open the door. Hey, what's up, girl? Come here. Where's my hug? Stop. Stop. You're so crazy. Okay. Sure, I'll give you a friendly hug. Oh, my God. Last time he grabbed me like this, it was like sex a wing, and he took this pussy, and he beat that pussy. Little girl stuff. I'm thinking that girl, come on, hold out. I know. I remember I was watching Beyonce and Oprah and Wendy Williams. And they all said, I just have to be around him and dang myself and he's going to like me. So I just got to act like an independent woman. Remember, you're special. You have value. You don't need him. We're just hanging out. That's all we're doing. We're just hanging out. Yeah, baby. Well, come on in. Have a seat and everything. I got you. So, yeah. It's, hey, take your shoes off. Relax and everything. Relax. All right. Sit down. Everything. My God, I got to say something. Why isn't he? He's not even looking at me. I mean, I got this bra and everything. I just got myself all looking good. And he ain't even looking at me. Let me reach over and get some popcorn. Can I? Oh, let me reach over and get some popcorn. Oh, rub up on that dick. Oh, God, I miss that dick. My God, he used to beat the shit out of me. I remember that time he, God, he was so nasty. I remember that time he used that cucumber on me and then took his dick and smacked me. Yeah, so this is a good movie. Yeah, yeah, it's really interesting. Well, you know, it's really interesting. This is what I understand. Why is he just beating around? Why ain't he fucking? I mean, she should be sucking his dick right now. Yeah, like I want to suck yours. But, yeah, I don't. You're such a pig. I mean, why would you say that? They're romancing. He's taking his time like a gentleman. Oh, fuck that. I'll be thinking about it. I mean, if I was that way with you and shit like that, do you think you'd be over here wanting to suck my dick right now? Oh, my God, I didn't know. Oh, my God, girl. Get it right, girl. Oh, my God, I didn't know. Well, no, it's just romance, you know? You know, it's kind of like, don't do it, girl. Don't do it. No, I got to. You know, it's kind of like how this is why I broke up with you, because you just was never romantic. Baby, come on. Girl, stop it. No, I'm serious. I mean, yeah, we had great times, and you did things on the elevator. You did things in IKEA. You did things here. And you did things, yeah, but, you know, you never, well, I can't say you romance me, but it's just that, you know, I just got so sick of the other women and everything, and it's all good, baby. Hey, baby, let's finish watching it. It's real interesting because I just want to see. I want to know when he's going to be fucking this shit. He ain't fucking it every day. Oh, my God. Why is he not paying attention to me? I wish he would pay attention. I did all this. Beyonce said in paragraph 5 of You're a Good Woman to just smell good. I got the perfume going. I went and got the bra and the panties, and he's just ignoring me. Well, let me just kind of scoop next to him a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, wait, I got an idea. Man, do you have the AC up in here? It's kind of cold. Yeah, baby. Come here. Come on. Let's come here. Hey, look. I will get you a blanket, but I'm already got some heat. So come over next to me and everything. Come on next to me and everything. And I can go on, guys, but I know you got a question. But what I'm saying is that this is how it happens, and you end up fucking because, again, the drug, got to put a question, but the drug of the I am, guys, it's the I am, what I'm saying to y'all guys. A lot of women out there, okay, a lot of women out there they think they actually are in control, but they lose control because the emotions will override and supersede, okay? Okay? Because, as I said, the cravings that they have, okay? So when she has the craving of you and you're the drug, okay, she starts to do several things. She starts to bargain with herself, okay? You know, I'll just go see him one last time. You know, and listen, we're ready. I'll just see him one last time, and it'll be it. It's just one last time, one fuck before we go. One last hoorah so I can show him what he's missing out on. Or they'll start, like I told you before, start reminiscing. Football season comes. You know, if you're a football fan, okay, whatever football team you like, when they know that fucking football team is on, they can only think about you. As you bad motherfucker, so you should, yeah. I love, you know, I'm saying, you see something, man. I'm sure, I gotta keep telling you, they always gotta try to find a reason to get in touch with you. That's the one thing. They will always try to find some kind of a reason or something to talk about or something to discuss to bring things up with you. So it's just their way of trying to get things going again. You know what I mean? Trying to get things rolling again, right? So hold on a second. So like a prime example. So I give you a prime example. Like I'm just giving you all an example. Like, all right, so like, all right, here's an example. This is an example. See that right there? That's an example. See, that's an example. All right, just showing y'all an example. So even with football, they want to go start the conversation up because they know that it's an end to get things. It's like the druggie or the alcoholic. He knows he's an alcoholic. He's like, well, you know, one sip or one shot won't hurt me, so I can take that shot because I've been in sobriety this long and I'm all this other stuff. So what they start doing is they start lying to themselves about their thoughts. They start lying to their friends. They start lying to you. I don't care about you anymore. I'm over you. I'm not thinking about you. You're not even a thought in my mind. And they will lie to you. They lie to themselves and they lie to everybody because those are the triggers and warnings and stuff. But also they begin to plan on trying to figure how life is without you and also how life is, ready guys, without you. See, they can plan life without you, but they start thinking about how life is without you because they can't understand that your silence is that you're actually dismissing. Hey, Tyler, you need to send what you sent me. I didn't find what you sent me, Tyler. I just send it again, whatever you want, Tyler, whatever you wanted me to check out the other night, okay? But what I'm saying for you guys out there, and the lines are open if y'all want to call in, but this is where a lot of people go wrong. Because a lot of people misinterpret what they actually are around women. And as a man, we don't do that. We don't do that because she's trying to break free of you. She's trying as much as she can to break free. But I am an addiction, okay? Because the more she tries to run away again, the more I'm pulled in. Okay, I'm pulled in. Her impulses and everything that she is really fucks her up because she's going through a withdrawal. Guys, y'all understand the guys. even like Katie with Sex of Ween or the Halloween game. I mean, not Halloween game, or the Easter game. Remember, everything that we have done is something she's never experienced before, which means I push her beyond her thinking, right? So if I pushed her beyond her thinking, then the withdrawal of me means that you got to go back down. Think about, guys, think about how you would feel if all you had was fine steaks, lobster, fine pork chops, or whatever you eat. Just the nicest cut of meat possible, filet mignon or whatever that is. Think if you had the best thing, then all of a sudden you had to give it up for bologna. You can no longer get the service that you are accustomed to. You're no longer being able to feel and stretch your mindset, and you've got to go back to where things used to be. They can't do that. That's something that they cannot accept. They accept it, but they don't like it because the craving, as soon as you eat that fucking bologna sandwich after you had a steak, you're thinking about the steak even though you bite the bologna, because in your mind you're comparing the taste without even trying to even compare the taste, but you are comparing the taste. Yes, it looked like a bologna sandwich is pretty good, but it's not as good as that steak I had a few weeks ago. Damn, that steak was so juicy and tender and sliced and da 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 da. That's why I'm telling you guys out there that nobody wants to go. Yeah, even, dude, I won't even say baloney. We go right there, freelance spam. Just spam, you know what I mean? But this is why I'm saying to that. Okay, you said, what if she said she's not ready? DJs, you got to put a cue there. I don't know what you mean by that. You got to give me more. What I'm saying is that what makes them come back is your silence. See, your silence should be felt from the first moment she's met you. That, and what I'm saying silent is being silent in your fucking emotions. The average I do guy is loud with how he thinks and how he feels with that woman. Thus, she will always have the high ground, where the man that is laid back, the man is all about himself. He's laid back. He's not trying to push the pendulum or anything like that. He's silent in the beginning because she can gauge him. She can gauge thirst, okay? She can gauge thirst. Hold on, Tyler. Did you send? Yeah, Tyler, I can't show titties, Tyler. Tyler, I cannot show titties, man. I don't know why you're showing me. I can't show any titties, Tyler. All right, I can show this one, but I can't show her breast, man. Let me see if I can find something. Hold on. So I can't show her titties, man. Hold the fuck up. I can't show her titties or anything like that. I don't want to show her face either. I'll just grab the first one to show that one, Tyler. But I can't show her titties. And shit. All right, let me see. Let me go ahead and just pop. You pop this last one in here, Tyler. I just grabbed your first one. I'll just show them real quick before I continue. Guys, lines over if y'all want to call in. Let's go and look at this. So this one says here. It says I'm a little bit more free. Pour me a shot, silly and free. Oh man, I guess that's I don't know who that fuck is. Okay, sure, babe. At bedtime. No rush. My blanket's always in the dryer. Sounds good. My thoughts are on next year right now. Same. One of the side effects of letting you be in bed is I wake up with you. You as my first sight. All of it. But the fact that I woke up feeling you this morning was very, very nice. Actually feels like I never felt it. I've never experienced. Okay. So that's cool. Yeah. So that's cool. Anyway, so what I'm saying to you guys, you can't, that's the thing. But the unseen is the connection. The unseen is the connection that between what the woman feels that she has. It's got to be an experience. If she has not experienced a man doing certain things, those things are going to be a craving that she can suppress, guys. They can suppress. But this is why I always tell you guys, make sure y'all watch The Bridges of Madison County, because you can suppress it, but it will always come out. It will always shine out, because a man is rooted deeper into the woman on a deeper level. You can't suppress when you're caught up into somebody, gentlemen. It cannot be suppressed. And listen, guys, I can tell you, we don't even need to be around a woman to fuck her up. But your silence is something a lot of women don't like. Listen, let me show you something women do. This is what they do all day. They should have a strong right arm, left arm, because they're always looking at their phone, checking their messages. But they're not checking your message. They might be checking that message from that asshole. If today the day that he's going to reach out to me, it's a day to day he's going to send me a message. Is he going to call me? Is that day there? You will always be a part. And even when they stop doing it and they start to think or see somebody else, you're still going to think about you. You're a standard, man. You smooth, man. Ain't nobody doing the shit we're teaching y'all. Ain't no guy doing that shit, man. Nobody's doing that. But that's why silence is golden. That's why silence will always be golden, because you've got to start off silent, guys. Okay? You got to start off with silence. But see, you can't be silent when you're in the I do. There is no silence, because the man that is in the I do is the man that always is going to show his hand. You will always show your hand from an I do. You will never show your hand from an I am. Because a woman should never be able to gauge you, but they gauge the majority of you guys, because a lot of you guys are thirsty. Your thirst comes out. Your thirst shows what you actually are. Because all you're trying to do is get between her legs. That's all you're trying to do. All you're trying to be her fucking fake friend. All you're trying to do some sidebar shit. I don't know. Y'all come up with so many things, but she doesn't want that. Guys, I'm telling you, any woman today, right now, could just pick a loser and just marry him. She can do that. But she doesn't want to do that, because she wants the best of the best. But it's the silent one. You don't have to show her shit. And I'm not saying you got to be a dick. See, a lot of y'all guys think that y'all got to be quote unquote hard, or you got to be tough as nails, and you gotta show her that, you know, I'm that dude or whatever it is. And that's not the case. And I'm not saying be soft. And her, like her cat Kittles or whatever. It's got to be a happy medium. There's got to be a happy medium to, or for you, where you don't have to be hard. You just have to just truly just stand on your motherfucking square. You know what I mean? Just standing on your square. But you don't have to hold up a sign saying I'm hard or I'm cold and all this other stuff. But a woman's gonna realize when she has to work for you, because you ain't coming off thirsty and shit like that. You're like, okay, you're cool. All right, we chopping it up. We're gonna chop it up, and we're gonna see where this takes us. But I'm not. But in no means am I trying to force anything out of you. We're just gonna chill. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to see where the night takes us, or where the day takes us. But by no means am I going, I will make you smile. I will make you laugh. I'll make you blush. I'll make you feel good. But one thing I will not do is bring up sex. I'm not going to bring up sex. I'm not going to even push it because I'm not put. Why bring up something I'm not pushing? But yes, they will begin to recognize that you have a little bit of experience by how you talk. How you talk, how you move, how you behave, where you take her from one point to the next, because you're constantly leading her. But she knows that she's not the only one. They can recognize that, you know, that you are a ladies' man. She knows she's not the, but hey, what's so great is when you're with her, you can make her feel like the only woman in the world by the way you talk, with the way you talk, the way you make her feel. But you're not trying to make her feel anything, but she will catch feelings because it feels good to feel the way that she's feeling, because she's never ever felt that level of a feeling with somebody that hasn't even put his hands on her. But then bears the question, why isn't he pushing things? Should I flirt right now? And if I say something, is he going to judge me for saying something nasty or saying something off, or, you know, saying something where I can be judged? Is that the case? But when she realizes that she can be, you want her to be her first. And the reason why we move faster is because you guys are dealing with the level, you're always stuck in the sea. You're always dealing with the makeup and the eyeliner. But I cut through the makeup and eyeliner to the B because I can see she has low self-worth and she's insecure. But I'm not going to take advantage of the low self-worth and her insecurity. But I'm going to show her how to find worth and be secure in herself to build the trust of, to have me invited in so I can work in her fucking core. That's where I want to work. That's where I want to go, the core. But you guys have layers. See, you will never get to the core because you, one that has low self-worth cannot penetrate anything because you don't believe that you are good enough to penetrate that thing. But your silence, you being silent, saves you. Your silence changes up the game. But let me show you how it doesn't change up the game. A lot of you guys are going to be like, okay, let me be silent because that's going to change up the game. But your silence is why she's moving on to the next guy. Gentlemen, always remember, at the end of the day, the majority of you guys operate from an I do. So if you're silent from an I do, there's no penetration because you're coming from an I do. But if there's silence from an I am, that's what's gonna hit her. The I am, it's not the I do. So as long as you are looking outside of yourself and you're not working to build yourself here, then you'll never penetrate. Because remember, two guys can do the exact same thing but have a different interpretation from the woman. And that's something that people don't teach you. Two guys can do the same thing, and it can be perceived differently. A guy can, I guess that new iPhone 14 is out. That's shitty. I'm a Samsung guy, so but I guess that new iPhone is out, right? So you have an I do that will buy an iPhone and an I am that can pick a fucking daisy or dandelion out of the ground. The iPhone that costs over $1,000 versus a fucking dandelion, who do you think wins? The dandelion will win. Because anything given to her is going to be precious because he doesn't just give shit. He just doesn't do that. He's not that kind of guy just to give anything, okay? All right? Oh, I just gave you an example of a silent eye. I just gave you an example. The example is, and I do being silent, there's no penetration because you don't have no game. You ain't really saying or talking about anything. You have done nothing to impact her, where the I am has been impactful, where she wants more of it. But again, taking those two individuals, the I do guy can buy her a brand new iPhone 14. You know what she'll say? Thank you. It's got the app. Ooh, girly stuff. Ooh, apps. Ooh, selfie. I got an iPhone. Thank you. But a man can give her a fucking rose petal, a dandelion, and she will fucking cry. Oh, my God, it's such a most beautiful thing. They will do that. But see, here's your problem. Why do you give a fuck what women do and don't do, or what they like and don't like? I don't understand. See, this is what I'm explaining why you're losing the statement. See, you can tell you come from an I do, because here you are. Who gives a fuck what women like and what women are not? See, here's what you understand. All women love fucking romance, and they like sweet talk. And it's very rare that you'll get some, but women like sweet talk. But see, y'all don't know what sweet talk is. When your sweet talk is, what do you do for a living? And who was your last boyfriend? And gee, you look pretty today. See that shit, man? So don't, you got it all wrong. See, you haven't been around enough women to even make this statement. And I can tell you, see, this is what I'm saying. You're just saying shit because you ain't winning, dog. Because men don't talk that way. Has any of your guys ever heard me make a statement like this? Because I don't give a fuck what they like. The fuck do I care? Listen, I keep trying to tell you, two different guys can do the same thing and get a different result. But I was just giving you a dandelion versus an iPhone 14. Two totally different things. And this is where you're going wrong. Because you're not even getting women and you're just guessing. Okay, you're just guessing. Anything to make her smile, laugh, and blush, think, and react. Anything that'll make her lose time and make her feel like she's the only woman in the room. That's where yak is. That's yak. That's example. Yes. So that's your best example until you become a student. Because you just asking shit. But see, the first example, and I will show you where you're failing, because you're coming from an I do asking an I am motherfucker how to answer an I do. It doesn't work that way. The example I can easily give of sweet talk is that, who said I'm sweet on a woman first? I communicate with myself first. I'm sweet on me. I communicate with me first. Before I communicate with a woman, I always communicate with self first, because I'm going to set the mood. I'm going to move her where I want her to go. Not only move where I want to go, she's going to be willing to want to go there. Guys, I keep telling you, I never bring up sex first. I never bring up feelings and touching and all this other shit. They bring it out first because of the kind of motherfucker they with. They love to flirt when they know that they will never be judged. They will fucking open the fuck up. But they always are judged by you guys, because most of you I do guys always call them sluts and whores and shit like that. They got high counts, and she dresses like a slut. So because she dresses like a slut, she's been probably slept with 500 guys and all that stupid shit y'all saying and stuff like that. Y'all are stuck in this I do world. So that's just why y'all can never really talk to them the way a man would talk to them. The man doesn't talk to women that way. She'll start flirting, man. They'll start complimenting you. You guys, there is hi, and then there's hi, or hey, or what's up, or I mean, when you have game, there is a way of excitement you can get from a woman, just even off of a text message. You can hear excitement. Let me see if I can find y'all, give y'all an example of excitement. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find some excitement. Like you're saying something to her and she's like, yo, hey, hi. You know, like, oh my God, hi. You know, that kind of shit. Wait, is this one? No, wait, that's before that. Let me see. Like, I'm just showing you this. I don't change everyone. I am who I am, like me. Hi, you're funny, straight to the point. You have an ass. All right. Because you're that confident. She said, I'm 100% on point. You would tell me if you wanted to know. Either way, I was going to give you my number. I mean, that's not one way. Let me see if I can get one right there. Let me see. I'm trying to give you all a, let me see if I can give you all an example of excitement. Women move different when they talk to someone they're really excited about. It's her being busy. I'm trying to find one for y'all guys. I want to give y'all an example of excitement. Where are those? I like those yellow ones. Wait, let me find the yellow joints, because you can see a little bit of excitement in that shit. A little bit of hesitation, a little bit of excitement. Let me see here. Where's this one? Now that's more about her being sexy. See that? Look at the punctuation in this shit. I mean, look. You can hear and see the excitement. You see what I'm saying? It's different than a basic boring thing. You see what I'm saying? It's different levels of how they talk, because they look forward to talking to you. You know, they get excited. It's a different level. I'm trying to see if I can find those yellow joints. Let's see. I got a question you're gonna ask. I'm just trying to find. Let me see, where is that shit at? It's probably here. Get rid of. Okay. Let me see. See if I can find something here. Do you see the excitement? There's just excitement when they're talking to you. Well, that's not excitement. That's just an experience. I wish I can find something that, but y'all get the gist of what I'm saying. There's a different thing, you know what I mean? So there's a different type of excitement that she will have around you. And that's all that's important. But as I said before, the excitement has to come from her missing the experiences she has with you. When she misses the experiences she has with you, that's when they start to think different, move different, act different. Gentlemen, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. We got y'all. Last round of questions. But what I'm saying, at the end of the day, if you ever want to hold that power, your silence of what you are from the get-go must throw her off the thing of not knowing what you are. And what I mean by the what you are is, as soon as she can recognize all you are is about sex, she's already turned off, meaning that you're going to have to work to try to convince her, versus the guy that doesn't make it about sex. He makes it about himself. And then as he makes it about himself, he makes it, dude. That's what I'm saying. He pushes it. He gets it going. And that's what you guys out here have to ask yourselves. And if you ask yourself that question, you're going to start changing up the game. But when she wants to walk away, dog, you don't fight. Don't ever fight and ask her to come back. Let her ass go. That will fuck them up. Because then they'll try this thing called the waiting game. And if you got a waiting game and you in a high dude, you always lose because you're not moving like a man. You ain't moving on. I think Ragnar Lothbrok said it best. Why are you looking that way behind him? You know, we ain't going that way. Why the fuck are you looking back? But a lot of people, what, will look back? Ted Lonsdale, questions.